Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. You know, it's the day after Christmas. You know that feeling. You've kind of been at home a little bit more than usual, and there's a lot of paper debris around your house, and maybe some leftover hors d'oeuvres that you're still trying to munch on as you finish up the holidays. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. But one of the things that I highly recommend is that we have had an incredible falling of snow. There is snow everywhere. The roads are clear, but the parking lot here at the station wasn't plowed, and I had to fight my way through the snow. But you know, there's some very important things that you need to keep in mind as you travel through the snow. And one of my favorite composers, Frank Zappa, weighs in with a very serious message. This is Frank Zappa.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. Ooh. And my mama cried. Ooh. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, ho, ho, with a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Frank Zappa. Yeah, 1974. His most commercially successful album was called Apostrophe, released in 1974. It was recorded at the same time that the album right before that, Overnight Sensation, was recorded back in 1973. The energy, the virtuosity, the humor. Oh my God, the incredible life. Frank Zappa, born on December the 21st in 1940. He was only 52 years old. 1993, he was taken down by cancer. But in his lifetime, he released 62 albums. An incredible body of work. And the legend has it that there was all of these tapes that had never been released, kind of like the Prince archive, where Zappa had just been recording and recording, and like he lived in the studio and he's recording and recording. So 62 albums in his lifetime, and then after he died, 70 more posthumous albums released by the Zappa estate. The final business deal was all of his catalog, including all the master tapes, everything, is now owned by the Universal Music. Yes, has the copyright. There's something about the humor, but then the incredible virtuosity of the music. So we're going to listen to one more track from the same album. It's called Cosmic Debris. And it highlights the humor and everything. And then after that, we're going to roll right into another song. This is by a much younger musician. His name is Sam Smith, and he's a bassist. I worked with Sam on some of my music. He has his own band called Art Thief. And we're going to hear two tracks from Art Thief. And the parallels between him and Zappa, I think, are apparent. The humor, the virtuosity, and the incredible frenetic energy that Art Thief has. But like I said, we're going to start with Frank Zappa, and then we're going to hear Art Thief. Weed is tight. All right. Cosmic Debris, people. Get your shoes and socks on. It's right around the corner.
The mystery man came over, and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris? A razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do with the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, and ram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped a newspaper around my head so I looked like I was mean. I said some mumble jumble then, I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his ring. Rocket rods, and everything was a bomb. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
the price of meat has just gone up, and your old lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know, you could make more money as a butcher
So don't you waste your time on me.
From home, well, I really miss my life, and I feel so alone.
It's been so long.
Space. Woo! That is from a band called Art Thief. And that's Sam Smith playing bass and singing the lead on that song. Now, I happen to know Sam Smith fairly well. He does a lot of collaboration with the artist Ron English on a lot of the music that Ron has been producing. But I was also really thrilled with the work that I did with Sam Smith when we recorded my original track called Sleeping Outside. And, you hear, I wanted to compare the Art Thief music to the Frank Zappa track. So you can kind of hear that genre is so unusual, that type of high energy, avant-garde, jazz-based. What is it? I think that there's something they have so much in common. And yet, as a musician, I find Sam Smith to be really incredibly collaborative. When I wrote the song Sleeping Outside, I composed it on the guitar in an alternative tuning, and I sent the recordings to Sam. And we really only had two rehearsals before we went into the recording studio out in Brooklyn and did a live take. When I recorded the track I'm about to play for you called Sleeping Outside, it was a completely live take. We're all in our booths with our headphones on. The drummer's got his big glass booth, and I'm in a room with my guitar and singing and playing, and Sam is looking at me through the glass. And it was a live recording, which was a lot of pressure for some reason. I had forgotten what that was like. But I was so thrilled with the bass line that he wrote. So I'd like to play for you a track that I did as Cloud cover. The song is called Sleeping Outside, and Sam Smith is playing bass.
As I sink into the ground, I become my eyes. As I sink into the ground, I become everything I see. Thank you. sink into the ground, I become my eyes. As I sink into the ground, I become everything I see.
It was a lot of fun playing that for you. That's a song I composed called Sleeping Outside. And that was Sam Smith playing bass with me, and my drummer's Matt Kane. And so I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. Where else are you going to hear this? Listen, local people, that's right. And it is the day after Christmas. And, let's see, there's all kinds of stuff that I'm in the middle of, and there's all kinds of things that I've been indulging as far as food goes, all these different little treats, and, the thrill of the holidays. And I kind of feel like I'm wandering through that a little bit musically today. The last track I played before Sleeping Outside was called Stuck in Space from Art Thief. And along that same line, the free associative idea that came to me was there's a song by Jacob Collier kind of on the same topic, except it's called A Rock Somewhere. I'm on a rock somewhere. It's the only one I know, and I know it well. Well, he's not stuck in space. He's stuck in space on the planet Earth. Anyway, I love the transition between these different musical styles. Frank Zappa, so avant-garde, so virtuosic, and the humor. And the same thing that Art Thief has in common with that. Well, Jacob Collier is also an incredible virtuoso. He's probably about Sam's age. Jacob Collier was born in August in 1994. He's currently 31 years old. And we're going to hear a track, we're going to hear two tracks from his fourth solo album called DJESSE, D-J-E-S-S-E, Volume 4, which he got a Grammy for, this album. We're going to hear the track that I just mentioned, A Rock Somewhere. And then we're going to hear She Put Sunshine. This is Jacob Collier. Thank you.
It's the only one I know, and I know it well. And somehow I know you're there, and I'm waiting on the world. I'm ringing the old church bell. I've forgotten how it goes, but it feels like hell. I guess you're in heaven. I know that you be having other dreams for sure. If nothing's ever gonna change at all, I'll be waiting on the world. Go. See the people come and go, and they go so well. They're counting the coins back there. It's the only thing they know. And even when you're down and out, I know that you'll be up in higher ground for sure. If nothing's ever gonna change at all, I'll be waiting on the world. Only waiting on the world. Been looking at my phone, baby, I'm not scared. I guess I'm alone, my friend. You left me waiting on the world. I'll be waiting on the sunshine into my silhouette. Was feeling heavy and she got me drunk instead. Corner to corner, line by line, she's making me dream out loud. She put sunshine into my open mouth. Too many words gave me something to sing about. Morning to morning, rhyme by rhyme, she's giving me back my smile. She's keeping me warm all the knows just how to wake me. She paints me in gold and shakes me high. I get a little lonely and she comes to me. She illuminates.
hates me. And if she ever gets close to me, word is plain to say she'd incinerate me. But I don't mind her giving me her sunshine smile. She put sunshine onto my internet. Connection was low, she put a ring on it. Colder and colder, crown to crown. She's opening up windows to everything I don't know. She knows just how to fake me. She paints me bald and stakes me. She comes to me, she illuminates me. And if she ever gets close to me, word is plain to say she'd incinerate me. But I don't mind her giving me her sunshine smile.
Trees to cover me is a remedy. And again and again and again. Trees to cover me is a remedy.
Giving me her sunshine smile.
Trees to cover me is a remedy.
Oh.
Jacob Collier, She Put Sunshine. Okay, that's from DeJesse, Volume 4. That was released in 1994. And so, you know, here we are. It's the day after Christmas, you know, kind of hanging fire somewhere between Christmas and New Year's, kind of like just anticipating, kind of in this limbo space, not really taking any action until after the New Year, kind of savoring what happened over the holidays, and it's a special time of year. It's a time for joy. It's a time for humor. And there's these two guys out of New Zealand, Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. And they have this duo called Flight of the Conchords. And apparently HBO discovered their music. They started in the 2000s. And I never saw it, but HBO had a whole series of episodes based on this band, Flight of the Conchords, like back in 2007 through 2009. And so we're going to hear a couple of tracks from their album. And I hope you enjoy the humor of Foo de Fafa, Flight of the Conchords.
Je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Ah, Gérald Depardieu. Baguette.
Ah, ah, ah. Baguette. Ah, 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 ah.
Fou de fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa. Aïe. Fou de fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa.
Et maintenant le voyage à la supermarché. Pomme la mousse. Ananas. Jus d'orange. Bonjour, Camembert, Jacques Cousteau, Baguette, oh.
Bonjour.
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 Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, mon petit bureau des chiens.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va?
Ça va.
Voilà la conversation dans le parc.
Où est le livre?
À la bibliothèque.
Et la musique danse?
À la discothèque.
Et les discothèques?
C'est bébé.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Fou de fa-fa.
Parlez-vous le français? Parlez-vous le français?
Non.
Fou de fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa-fa.
Robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the rope. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We used poisonous gases. And we poisoned their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead. I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we can have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain. Do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic. Because we...
Silence! Destroy him!
No!
After time we grew strong,
developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long,
for unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut
their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000001.
Just wanna do something special
for all the ladies in the world. Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world. And the girls, don't forget them.
Caribbean
girls. Lady.
Parisian
Lady.
Bolivia
Lady.
Namibia
Lady.
Eastern Oceania
Lady.
Republic of Dominican
Lady.
Amphibian
Lady.
Presbyterian
sights, amazing lady.
Late night,
hard working lady.
Erudite,
brain and lady.
Hermaphrodite,
lady man lady.
Oh, you sexy hermaphrodite, lady man ladies. You sexy lady bits, and you sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you.
Ooh, ooh, all the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude. By making love to you, it's the least we can do. If every soldier in the world put down his weapon and picked up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be.
Redheads, not warheads.
Blondes, not bombs. Ooh, we're talking about brunettes, not fighter jets.
Oh, oh, it's got to be Sweet 16s, not M16s. When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision and all I can see is only you with the all of me. In a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of pretty.
I've been to Paris, Wellington, and Amsterdam, and a wham bam, Mercer Duncan, thank you, your man. I don't care if you're ugly or you're skanky or you're small, just wanna do a little something special for you all.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the old ladies, all the clean ladies.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the crazy ladies
and the girls.
All the ladies.
And don't forget
ladies.
Them girls. Ladies.
Flight of the Conchords. Out of New Zealand, that was called Ladies of the World, and the Food of Fafa, and then the robot song. Yeah, I love the humor, and there's nothing better than humor at this time of year, you know? And the Ladies of the World, that was so humorous, but there's something really true about it, you know, make love, not war. And so we're gonna go back to Jacob Collier, because he has also, you know, such positive, beautiful things, and he's got a very tender song called Witness Me. Jacob Collier, I mentioned earlier, he's British. He was born in 1994. He's 31 years old. And also, I'd like to end the program today with two songs from Jesse Wells. So Jacob Collier and Jesse Wells are the same age. They've had quite a different arc as musicians in their career. Jesse Wells has released 5 albums in 2025. And on December the 22nd, he released the song that I'm going to end the program with. It's got a very, it's got a downer title, Everything Must Die. But, you know, think about George Harrison's All Thing Must Pass. So we're going to start with Jacob Collier's song called Witness Me. And then we'll hear 2 songs from Jesse Wells. Witness Me, Star Farer, and then Everything Must Die. All right, here we go. We're starting with Jacob Collier.
You tell me you're broken, tell me it's over now. You say you're done hoping, you tell me all the light's gone out. Well, maybe you're lost and maybe you're far from home. If you only keep walking, you never will walk alone. 'Cause when I'm with you, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. You're the one that I've waited for to bring out the best in me. I'm out in the blue, I'm holding my hand out to you. You're the one that I've waited for, I'm holding on to you. I'm with you, I'm with you here. You're the light I need in the
dark I see,
I'm with you.
I'm with you here.
You are all I see.
You
witness.
No, we haven't seen each other much. I've been gone for the last 6 months, and life isn't easy. So call when you need me. Dad's sick and your brother's not there. More drink, cause nobody cares. But I believe in you deeply. You know you can lean on me. I'm here for you. And whatever you're going through, whatever it is, you can tell me. I know you do the same. I'm with you.
Further than before, only hearing that they done was when they heard us in the court. We grew up in a place where bloody murder was the sport. I know a few gold medalists. Now the thing that they're serving, you can't serve it on a fork. Or rather, it was bailiffs that was banging at your door. You can read about it, but you've heard it all before. Have mercy on them, Lord. I know you're with them in the storm, even though it's hard to see. Had to print you on a shirt, cause I knew you to a T. In a different situation, I imagine who you'd be. Have mercy on them. And if grace doesn't cut it, then your mercy will suffice. In this cold, dark world, we just need a little light.
That song is called Witness Me, and that's from Jacob Collier. But I forgot to mention there was a couple of other people featured on that track. Joining him was Shawn Mendes, Storm Z, and Kirk Franklin. And that was from DeJesse Volume 4. Okay, that song is called Witness Me. Now we're going to listen to Jesse Wells. This is called Witness Me, Starfarer.
Witness me, Starfarer. As you sail oceans of time, what eon did you write here on what age was on the tide? Hello, fellow traveler, beyond my galaxy, in your brilliant blur of heaven, evermore let it be. Galactic vista, that the night has ushered in. What a sky we're born under to return again, shimmering and glimmering, burning in the sky. I'd think you were something closer if it weren't so goddamn high. And it's so weird to me, the things they say to keep us going on from day to day. Like we're in the way. And it's so weird. All act as if you're nothing meant to lament. I'm going up the way. I see you in the firmament. There's nothing left to repent. Beauty, fly away. Fly away. Smoke of psychic breakdown. No, I have been imbued with electrical clarity this vivid afternoon. Enter the great magnetic field of all humanity. I know it sounds like bullshit, I'm just saying what I mean. And it's so weird to me, the things they say to keep us going on from day to day. Like we're in the way. Nothing meant to lament. I'm going up the way. I see you in the firmament. There's nothing left to repent. Beauty, fly away. Fly away. How does it feel to be seen?
it hurt you inside to know what you do? How does it feel to be free? The bird in its cage loves the song that it sings. Don't you know what they say about all the ways you must go? Don't you know what they do to people like you? Give an inch, they take a mile. Life can only last a while. Everything must die. It does you no good to scream at the sky. Everything must die. And I'm gonna miss it, so I'm gonna kiss it bye.
Jesse Wells, all things must pass, everything must die, so I'm gonna kiss it goodbye. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. On today's program, just kind of wading through the debris from Christmas and waiting for the new year to kick in. With a fresh new vision for 2026. I wish you and yours the best. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
The holidays are here, a time when families and friends gather to celebrate and keep company. Protect the ones you love the most by keeping medications safe and stored away from children and pets, ensuring that your loved ones are together, healthy, and protected during this time of giving and love. And remember, let's stop stigma, Sullivan County. Paid for by Sullivan Allies Leading Together.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, broadcasting from our studios in Liberty, New York, this is Radio Catskill.